Vacant houses are all but an official symbol of Baltimore. Block after block after block of empty dwellings, many barely able to stand on their own. On a recent rainy Friday, one vacant house in the 400 block of East Biddle Street collapsed after years of neglect. No one was hurt. Kevin McCartney is a 10-year resident of Seton Hill, where he is vice president of the Neighborhood Association. He says vacant houses, vacants in the vernacular, are a scourge on the city.
They blight neighborhoods that otherwise could be quite viable.
On the other hand, Carl Cleary, housing coordinator with the Reservoir Hill Improvement Council, sees vacants in a different light.
If more folks saw vacants as opportunities as opposed to problems, we would have a lot less work.
Cleary helps market the neighborhood.
What brings someone like this to the table and so forth is walking them down the street, like we did over there, having a conversation with folks who said, look, you know, if you'd have been here 10 years ago, you couldn't have gotten down the alleys and so forth.
City officials say there are 16,000 vacant houses in Baltimore, while the federal count is at 23,000. The city counts only unsafe vacant buildings, while the federal number is based on all unoccupied buildings. Of the 16,000, the city owns a quarter of them. Mayoral spokesman Ryan O'Doherty says it's difficult to pin down the amount of lost tax revenue and the associated costs to the city when it comes to vacant properties. But the empty dwellings scattered throughout the city affect the lives of many. The house next door to Delegate Sean Tarrant's home in Northwest Baltimore has been vacant for a year.
The owner itself passed away, so then now it's caught up, you know, in family business, which is the worst business of all when family are trying to decide what to do with a house and nobody knows who's going to get what, and the neighbors suffer.
Tarrant says he and two of his neighbors are taking turns cutting grass and cleaning the trash around the house. Keisha Allen bought her home in Westport 5 years ago. One of the first buildings she sees walking out of her home near Sydney and Winburn is an empty three-story house.
It's the only three-level home we have in the community, and it has so much potential.
Allen, who is president of the Westport Neighborhood Association, says that while the neighborhood does not have as many vacants as other parts of the city, a vacant is still a vacant, and the houses need to go to someone who will make them habitable rather than speculators who buy vacant houses and hold on to them until they can be sold for a profit.
Yeah, you bought it, and that's great, and you want to make money. If you're not going to live in it, fix it up and put it on the market for someone to buy. There are actually people who want to live here, but there's not enough homes available.
But Mark Sisman, president of Healthy Neighborhoods, a nonprofit that provides funding for some vacants, says some people buy vacant properties with good intentions of fixing them up. They just get in over their heads.
They discovered they were in worse condition. If you go behind those buildings, you'll see a lot of them were falling in, or they found they couldn't borrow the money to do it, or they found that it was much harder to renovate. So some of the people went there with the right spirit and but without the right assets.
Dorothy Williams has lived in Westport for 16 years. Just within the last few years, the three houses closest to her were abandoned. She says that doesn't bother her until the winter, when squatters tried to move in.
You know, people don't have homes. You got homeless people, and they be trying to move in and squat, and then you got to worry about if they're going to set the house on fire.
Someone was rehabilitating the house immediately next to Williams, but work stalled 2 or 3 years ago. She says the owner is waiting for the owners of the other two houses next to him to fix up their properties.
Because he said he didn't want to redo his house, and then somebody in his two houses squatting or something, and to catch on fire. Then he done put all his money in his house, and then his house gets fallen too.
That owner declined to comment for this report. Sisman says many of the city-owned vacants are in rough shape.
They need a lot of rebuilding and therefore a lot of money. And some of those neighborhoods, you're going to be able to rent or sell them for less than what it costs to do them.
He adds that it's not the city's fault that the properties are in such bad shape.
If a building sits vacant long enough, the roof goes, and when it rains, that the insides begin to fall.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake wants to demolish 4,000 homes over the next decade, part of her Vacants to Value initiative. She injected $12 million in the 2014 capital budget that is currently before the city council to jumpstart demolitions. The money is coming from the mortgage settlement negotiated by several states, including Maryland, against accused predatory lenders. Baltimore Housing normally budgets $2.5 million in their operating budget for demolitions. That number is expected to be increased over the next 10 years. Housing Commissioner Paul Graziano says in many instances, demolition is the best outcome.
Demolition ultimately is the solution for a lot of those that are, frankly, functionally obsolete, often beyond repair, and in places where there's not the market anyways.
But demolition is only part of the administration's efforts. The housing agency also uses code enforcement, requiring owners of vacant houses to bring them up to code, and other tools to quickly redevelop vacant properties. Graziano says the majority of city-owned vacants and small block clusters near strong areas, like the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus and the East Baltimore Redevelopment Area, have been sold to private investors for rehab.
What we saw there was that there are private investors prepared to put money into those blocks because of their proximity to areas of economic strength.
He says investors wanted assurances that other vacants owned by the city in a cluster would be made available for rehab. The city, under the Vacants to Value initiative, is looking to sell 300 properties in 2014. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
These rooms play tricks upon you. Remember when they were always filled with laughter. But now they're quite deserted. They seem to just echo voices raised in anger. Maybe you will see my face reflected there. Nothing I can do to make you want to stay. So tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? These walls were lined with pictures. Remember the glass we charged in celebration. But now I fill my life up with all that I can to deaden this sensation. Do you recognize the face fixed in that fine? Meanwhile, all our friends nothing I can